This is Armand DeMille with you with the Facebook edition of The Positive Mind. Another aspect of relationships that are very important, having to do with positive loving, is the rhythms of relationship. Sometimes it could be a matter of chemistry between two people, or sometimes it's just mood, coalescence, getting together. How could it be that at certain times you're like two peas in a pod, and at other times strangers to each other? Can this be the basis of a love relationship? A friend recently reminded me how the way she felt with her parent was that no matter what, she was safe. She was okay. It was going to be okay. I think once you get a relationship and a commitment to a relationship, this is what happens. You get a safety, a knowledge that the person's not going to be there. The person is going to be there. Now, safety is a funny word. You can't be so sure that you take the person for granted. But it's basically a commitment. You have a commitment of the heart. You have a commitment where the person says to you, I'll back you up no matter what. I'm behind you. Now, this often gets challenged when you see in triangles, especially in triangulated relationship with in-laws, where one person kind of betrays the other with secrets and things that are held with a parent that you may not tell your mate. These kind of things get in the way. But it's part of what people do. There are some people who operate in relationships and they're always not telling the truth. And that's okay too, that's one kind. Even with that not telling the truth, you find that there is that same basic feeling of, you're going to back me up. We're in it together. We're here. So love is a very hard thing to define. It's hard to define what is the right love and what is the wrong love and what's right and what's wrong. None of it fits the formula. You kind of go by your own way. When you're somebody who's neurotic, you're going to have neurotic love. If you're angry, you're going to have angry love. If you're jealous, you're going to have jealous love. And these, all of these definitions, all of these different identities, doesn't mean that one's right and the other's wrong. It just fits you. If you're a man, you have man love. If you're a woman, you have woman love. Sometimes women have men love. You know, sometimes they're more masculine, sometimes men are more feminine. But the idea of it is we cannot define it for people. We can't tell people what's right. You can't tell people that honesty is the basis of all relationships because it's not true. I've seen so many dishonest relationships that last forever. I know, I knew of a couple who for many, many years, this couple weren't having any intimate relationship with each other, but they were both having relationships with someone else on the outside for many years, never talking to each other about it. And they had a fabulous, fabulous, loving relationship. How could that possibly be so? But it is. It's all possible. So if you're struggling through life, wondering if you could find the right formula, and hiring therapists who tell you, I know what love is, look at the picture on their desktop. Look at it. They got a loving family photo sitting somewhere. Where did they get their rules from? Where did they get this identity from? Who described what real love is to them? It's a funny word, the word love. I think we get more trapped in it, especially now as we near Valentine's Day. The word becomes a trap. Love, you call it love. Do you love me? I don't know. I something you. I fancy you. Whatever that means. So, my friends, my gift to you is freedom. Freedom from definitions. Whatever it is, you call it what you want. Call it love if you want. Call it neurosis if you want. Call it attachment if you want. Call it salami. It doesn't matter. What we're looking for is a feeling. Now, I noticed that there's a couple of different feelings in love that you might want to look at in feeling this love feeling. And I'm talking about a sensation of love. And what's most interesting is the one that takes place when you're about to be with somebody, when you're loving them and anticipating being with them. There's kind of a thirst, a hunger, a desire. And to use the metaphor of thirst, I think it's kind of interesting. And what happens after you make love and you fall away on the bed sheets? You feel this feeling of satisfaction, which could also be called quenched. The thirst is quenched. Now, both feelings are different. If you pay attention to the sensations of desire, the sensations of kindness, the sensations of tenderness, the sensations of love, the sensations of sex, the sensations of after sex, they're all different in some kind of way. We can't call each one a different form of love, but we could say these are different sensations, and noticing them, noticing what works for you, noticing what you're looking for becomes really nice and important. So once again, the same basic rule is nobody has a definition. And that's the end of this broadcast, my friends. I hope you enjoy this. This is just a speculation. Perhaps you'll want to post with each other on the website, on Facebook, and maybe respond to what you've heard here. Be back with you soon. Bye-bye for now.